Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. Those of you who are just tuning in, the Wilner Window is, we talk about vitamins, herbs, just like the announcer said. We try and answer your questions. And if you have any questions, our phone number is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, once again, if you're just tuning in, you missed a great first hour. We had Dr. Michael Murray talking about PharmaGABA and theanine and a serenity formula, all good things to help you sleep and relax and get back to that nice mellow state you should be in most of the time. If you want another way to be in a mellow state, yesterday afternoon, my wife and I, we went to visit our grandson, 6 months old, and you hold a little baby. That puts you in a nice mellow mood. You don't need anything. Anyway, but not everybody can do that, can they? So that's why they have PharmaGABA and Sensoril, right, and things like that. Dr. Podell, maybe one day you'll be able to get to that.
Well, that's not up to me. It's up to my daughters.
Okay. All right. Getting back to the phones, let's talk to Renee, calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't believe I'm on already. I'm waiting so long.
That's right. You're on. You've been on. I've seen you. I've seen your name here almost for the last hour.
Yeah. My back is calling me. Anyways, I'm glad I'm on. Okay, this is my question. It's quite a serious question. It regards my granddaughter. She's 6 years old. And for the last, probably even when she was a little child, probably by 4 or 5 years old, she started to develop worms in her rectum. Worms, she would start to complain that she's got itchiness, and then my daughter-in-law would see that there were worms in her rectum, and she had to get them out, and she developed them off and on constantly. What causes it, and what could she take to alleviate this?
Go ahead.
I guess the question is, what did the doctor say?
Doctor just said it's a lot of children get it. That's all, go to the drugstore and get that stuff to take, and that's it. But what is the cause of it, and what could she do nutritionally wise to take care of it? What is the cause of this? Why some children get it, some don't? I never remember my own children getting it, so I really don't understand this. It's really scary.
It's not a pleasant thing.
If we're talking about in and around the rectal area, those are really fairly common.
Why worms?
Well, because worms are all over, and that people get infected. It's not all that rare. Now, why one child versus another? What is there anyone else in the family that has it and maybe doesn't realize it? These are the kind of issues. I don't really know why one person gets it, not another. But these are not at all rare things. And usually what happens is you treat it, and it's gone. In this case, it seems to keep coming back. And I don't really know why that would be. It doesn't suggest that there's necessarily any massive immunological deficiency. No. It probably – there's an exposure where they keep being re-exposed. And
sometimes
does someone else in the family have it? Or the dog or something.
It's no dog.
Okay.
Yeah, but it could be from things that the child is eating. Maybe she at her age, she doesn't have good personal habits.
Does this come from, like, maybe not washing your hands?
Absolutely.
Or at school?
Sure.
things are not clean. The toilets are not clean. Is that a possibility?
Everything's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure. One of the most important things that anybody can do is just keep washing their hands.
So that's what it comes from. So why is it like one child will get and not the other?
Now, they're first of all, if you know, you don't just send your doctor doesn't just send you to the drugstore. Go to a doctor who's going to treat this. There's medications, or there's lots of things that he can use. If you don't like what your first doctor did, then take her to a better doctor.
But is this possible on immune deficiency? Like maybe her immunity is so low?
No.
It's probably not that.
No. Parasites and worms really don't relate to the
immune
system.
It's a matter of the exposures that people have. And once they take root, then they're there until you get them out.
Yeah. She just needs some...
get rid of it for once.
Excuse me?
She has to get some medication that will make her not come back all the time.
Well, except unless she's re-exposed,
right.
Then she'll get it again.
So you say cleanliness is really one of the most important
things. Cleanliness and not putting your fingers in your mouth.
So that's what it is,
stuff
probably.
Like that.
My second question is this. Is it okay to take different sorts of magnesium, like magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate, to make up, let's say, 1,000 milligrams a day, but to take different forms?
Sure, absolutely.
There's no problem with that?
No, you can.
Okay, and which is the best type of magnesium for how do you call it, for being absorbed?
Magnesium glycinate.
Magnesium glycinate. And what would be the second one?
Magnesium citrate.
Magnesium citrate. What is the difference between the two as far as magnesiums?
Magnesium glycinate is more assimilable. It's a combination of a glycine, an amino acid, and magnesium. So the absorption is more as an amino acid as opposed to a mineral.
So if I wanted to take both, which one would I take more of?
It depends how much magnesium you want to take.
About
1,000
milligrams a day.
You could take it. Magnesium.
They both work.
Yeah.
They're both good.
The magnesium citrate would be a little more likely to cause diarrhea.
And if I don't have that problem, then magnesium...
Magnesium glycinate is also a little more expensive.
You think that the magnesium citrate will cause diarrhea?
If you take a lot of it, it can, if you are susceptible.
But you think the magnesium glycinate is more absorbable, so the best thing is just to take both of them, like half
you
and
can?
Half?
You can, sure. Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
All right,
appreciate
Renee.
It. Bye-bye.
All righty, next... Let's see, we have Ellen from Titusville, New Jersey. Ellen. Forgive me, Eileen.
That's all right. It's so nice to hear your program, and I'm sorry that I'm maybe difficult to hear, but as I told your screener, that I had recently had an aortic valve replaced. And I don't know what it did, but it's... My usual loud voice is not there. However, I'm calling to say that I'm very interested in the formula for the brain and the serenity, and both my husband and I are on different medications. I'm on heart medication and Coumadin and Warfarin, but he's on more medications as well as 7.5 milligrams in the evening going to bed of the Warfarin or Coumadin.
Okay, so what's your question, Eileen?
My question is, will the Pharma or the Serenity interfere with our medications prescribed by our doctors?
The answer is, I don't know. I think that Arnie probably has access, perhaps. If you go onto the Wilner Window website,
I don't have access.
Oh, okay. For listeners, there you can get to an outfit called Health Notes. And Health Notes keeps databases on herb-drug interactions. So one of the questions is, for instance, has PharmaGABA ever been tested against Coumadin? My guess is it probably has not, and therefore we don't know. So Well, it probably won't change things. We don't know that for a fact. And then the question would become for you and your doctor to make is, well, how important would it be to try this? And if you did try it, then, and with the doctor's knowledge, then you would remeasure the prothrombin time, let's say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days later, to make sure that it hasn't had any untoward effect. But while most things won't affect it, a fair number of things do affect it, and very often with the herbal field, they haven't been looked at.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, Eileen. Pharmagab is relatively new. I don't think it's been studied with warfarin, although I don't believe there would be any interaction. With the Serenity formula, it is more a possibility because it's a multi-ingredient product. So the Pharmagaba would be the safer one to try for that reason.
Okay. I appreciate hearing.
All right.
And thank you very much.
Okay, Eileen. Thanks for calling. All righty. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And we'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
With the inevitable change of the season quickly approaching, keep your immune system strong with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C from American Health. Research shows the key to staying healthy is a well-balanced diet and regular physical activity. Health professionals also recommend taking a high-quality vitamin C supplement such as Ester C to keep your immune system in peak condition. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. Maintain immune health daily with one of the most recognized and recommended vitamin C supplements available today. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C, available at Wilner Chemists. And right now, all Ester C products, home health products, and American Health products are on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And I'd like to give you a heads up on an important upcoming event. November 4th, we're going to have a lecture, luncheon, live radio broadcast from Sardi's restaurant. We did it a few years ago with Dr. Ron Hoffman, and Dr. Ron Hoffman will be hosting it once again this year. Back then, we had a few hundred people, and we expect a couple of hundred this time. We did it 2 years ago. We had a cruise on the Hudson River, and it was also a great success. Well, this year, once again, in conjunction with WOR, we're going to do it again November 4th, and you can make a reservation if you wish. The phone number, 1-800-765-7358. 1-800-765-7358. The cost is going to be about $50, and Dr. Hoffman will be there. You're talking, I forget what his topic is, but Dr. Robert Hackman from the University of California, Davis, is going to be talking about oligonol. If you want to know what oligonol is, it's a new antioxidant from lychee nuts. And so you're going to have a nice three-course lunch at Sardi's. You can listen to our radio show. You can hear Dr. Hoffman. You'll hear Dr. Hackman. It'll be a great afternoon. Once again, 1-800-765-7358 to make a reservation. They're going fast, so do so. All righty. Now, getting back to the phones, let's talk to Diana from Old Bridge, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I wanted to ask a question about the benefits of Pharma GABA as well as the Serenity formula in regards to women in perimenopause or menopause that have abnormal sleep or an anxiety associated with it.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I have not specifically looked at that. My expectation is it would be helpful. It probably would not be as helpful as doing something that would suppress the hormone fluctuation, something like, say, a Remifemin, or there are some medications, or obviously estrogen. But what you're having here is a biological trigger that's setting off an anxiety train. The PharmaGABA should help the anxiety part, but it probably would not help the underlying cause, which is, in this case, the hormonal instability. That's about the best I can say, because we haven't really yet, it's a fairly new product, I haven't really yet tried it in that situation to have any experience.
And the Remifemin would have some effects on the hormones?
Well, it tends to reduce hot flashes in a large but not total proportion of the population. It does not have estrogen effects, so we don't think it would be promoting breast cancer the way the estrogen might. And so that is something fairly simple and easy to try. Remifemin is a brand name for black cohosh, and it's the brand that much of the research has been done on, although I imagine other brands would work as well. It's a combination product with the black cohosh.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. And, I forgot that this is the time when Dr. Podell lets you know about his practice and what he does, although he let Diana know a little bit about it.
So. Well, what we're trying to illustrate in our practice is trying to combine the conventional medicine with alternative medicine, with understanding of hormones and understanding of thyroid and understanding of vitamins and minerals and herbs and mind-body. Ideally, people, particularly people with chronic illness, really need sometimes specific medical treatments. They almost always need a conventional medical diagnosis. But then very often what you have is obstacles to natural healing that can be removed by paying attention to the body's metabolism. So people are interested in this combined alternative and conventional approach. They call it integrative medicine or holistic medicine. We're in New Jersey. We're in Springfield, New Jersey, and in Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
drpodell.org. Thank you. All righty. And our next caller is John, calling from New Jersey. Hello, John. Yep.
Hi, Dylan. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Two quick questions, if you don't mind. The first has to do with lipoprotein A. Other than niacin, is there anything else one can do to lower that?
Lower lipoprotein A. Lipoprotein A is a fraction of LDL cholesterol. So pretty much any of the any of the things which lower LDL would do that.
Okay.
Doesn't need to be, you know, it can be niacin. You're talking about natural things.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'd be treated differently. So it should be treated the same way as LDL.
Yeah, there's a lipoprotein A and there's an what they call LP little a, and it's sort of confusing because they're two different things. The lipoprotein A is part of the LDL. The LP little a is also sort of related, but it's not the same, and that's one that we really don't know how to treat very well. Carnitine probably has some effect on it, and it's that one. Its role in heart disease and heart disease prevention is far less well understood. So I guess you'll have to check with the doctor as to which one you're actually dealing with.
Yeah, so it's a little A. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that's one. I think there are some carnitine studies. I think niacin has some effect. But, for instance, the statin drugs do not. Even though they're wonderful for the LDL cholesterol, they don't lower the LP little A. Now, LP little a, as I recall, and I haven't reviewed this lately, is only a risk factor when it's very high. That is, it isn't like cholesterol where each little bit higher is that much worse. And that's about all I can tell you right now. I'd have to go back and review further.
Okay, the second question regarding red yeast rice. Because of the limitations by the FDA on what can go into it, I sort of sometimes feel it might be a little bit of waste of money, or I should try something different other than that.
Yeah, you might, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, you're right. Theoretically, the red yeast rice has been, the so-called active ingredient of red yeast rice has been removed, so it really shouldn't work.
Yeah.
You know, so you're right. You should try things like citronol.
Okay, great. Listen, gentlemen, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All righty. All right, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including hyaluronic acid and ester C, are available at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages.
Tired of feeling tired? Want more spring in your step? Sounds like you need more energy. Whether you're at work, at home, out riding bikes, or whatever you're into, there's a unique multivitamin that gives you just that, more energy. It's called Alive from Nature's Way. And just like its name suggests, Alive makes you feel, well, more alive. Alive is the most complete and energizing multivitamin you'll find anywhere. It contains a mega potency of all the essential vitamins and minerals with an extra boost of energizing B vitamins. But that's not all. Alive also contains invigorating nutrients from 24 different fruits and veggies, 13 green foods, 12 organic mushrooms, 18 amino acids, and 10 digestive enzymes, plus powerful herbs and antioxidants. Put simply, Alive has more energizing nutrients from more natural sources than any other multivitamin. So no matter what you do for work or play, energize your life with Alive. It's nutrition you can feel. Nature's Way Alive is available in tablets, capsules, and refreshing drink mixes at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
And right now, Nature's Way products are on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price. And now let's go to Jen Budd for the traffic.
Well, we're going to start off on the Cross Bronx, and that's a busy ride eastbound heading from GW Bridge and out into Jerome Avenue. Stalled out vehicle is being cleared. This is backing up some of the traffic on the Cross Bronx upper deck across the span and giving you about a 5-minute wait into the tolls. If you go over to Midtown Manhattan, a couple of events still going on. 6th Avenue closed, 42nd to 56th Streets for the Global Role Model Festival. And also 5th Avenue remains shut between 40s and 86th Street for the Hispanic Columbus Day Parade. Moving out into Queens, Cross Island Parkway, southbound is slow by Bell Boulevard, got a broken down car. Also the LIE, look for delays westbound from about the Cross Island Parkway and all the way into Casino Boulevard. Accident is blocking off a couple of lanes. Tappan Zee Bridge with no reported problems. And this report is brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Hey food lovers, are you a fan of Subway Restaurants? Well, join the club at subfan.com and receive exclusive Subway coupons. Sign up today. Subway Eat Fresh. I'm Jen Budd for WOR Traffic.
When it comes to losing weight, fad diets come and go. Weight loss claims that seem too good to be true inevitably prove to be indeed too good to be true. Certain approaches to weight loss, however, work. They stand the test of time. One such approach is what I call the meal replacement program. This involves replacing one or two meals a day with a nutritious, filling, controlled calorie shake. Nutritech, the all-one people, have taken this approach and improved on it. They have developed a weight loss formula that contains a blend of nutrient-dense, blood sugar-stabilizing, thermogenic, and immune-supporting ingredients in two powders, a plain and a cocoa-flavored version. These are not just another protein drink. They contain special nutrients such as activated barley, organic flax, L-carnitine, green tea, banaba, and a full spectrum of vitamins and minerals with extra chromium in a whey protein base. So if you're looking for a healthy, effective way to lose weight, check out the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech. For more information, go to www.wilner.com, select all-one Nutritech from the manufacturer quick search box, and then click on the weight loss formula listings. That's the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Here's some good news. All-one products now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
All right, Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, let's hear a couple of words from Dr. Michael Murray on behalf of Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. Do you eat 5 to 10 servings of fresh fruit and vegetables each day? If you don't, you're not alone. If we don't count French fries and potato chips, fewer than 15% of all Americans achieve the 5-a-day goal. Fortunately, Enriching Greens from Natural Factors can make up the difference. Enriching Greens is a superfood concentrate that mixes with water or juice to make a delicious green cocktail. One serving of Enriching Greens provides the phytochemical equivalents to 5 to 10 cups of a mixed salad. One of the most significant developments in nutritional medicine is the recent introduction of truly pharmaceutical-grade fish oil products. Over 600 clinical studies have now shown the benefits of the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids in over 60 different health conditions. To get the absolute highest quality fish oil product available, select RX omega-3 factors from Natural Factors. Remember, for quality nutritional supplements for good health, think Natural Factors.
Okay, those Dr. Murray comments were brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of RX Omega-3, a premier fish oil supplement. All Natural Factors products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Now let me give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner's. We started a new sale last week. Some lines on sale at Doctor's Best, the entire line 50% off. Source Naturals, American Health, Desert Essence, Home Health, all full lines at 35% off list. And at 30% off, we have Da Vinci Labs, Natrol, Country Life, Nature's Way, all one and many, many more. And to see everything that's on sale, you can go to our website, www.wilner.com. There's a tab which says On Sale Now. Give it a click, and you'll be able to see what's on sale and place an order as well, if you like. If you're on our mailing list, you'll probably already receive our new catalog and little sale flyer. And if you're not on our mailing list, you'll just have to come into either of our two stores and pick one up. Or else you can call us at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address, and we'll send you a catalog. 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. All right, our website, by the way, is www.wilner.com, and Wilner is spelled with two L's. So visit our website. Lots of good information there. All righty, getting back to the phones, next is Margaret calling from Suffern, New York. Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I have really bad breath, like the across-the-room kind, that has a very fecal odor to it. And my tongue is white, and even though I scrape it and I brush and I see a dentist all the time, I've used a ton of products. Nothing seems to stop this, and I've tried probiotics, and they don't work. I've tried mushroom extracts. They don't work. I've tried peroxide baking soda, chlorophyll, you name it, parsley seeds, peppermint oil.
Okay. Did anybody suggest that you might have candida?
Yes. There are people who have suggested that.
Did you do anything about it?
Well, I tried to go on that diet, but that diet is nearly impossible for me to live on.
Did you do anything proactive to treat it? No.
No.
Okay. Well, I think you need to look in that direction. What do you think, Dr. Podell?
Well, first let me go through the conventional medicine. I mean, normally when there's smell, the doctors have to look in the sinus area. They look in the gums and the teeth. There's an oddball thing that where people will have diverticuli, outpouchings from the esophagus, and bacteria can grow there. And that will be missed unless very specifically looked for, probably with an upper GI series, or not sure if an upper endoscope would work or not. Then
I've had both.
What's that? They didn't find anything.
No, but I have an osteoma, the right frontal sinus.
That normally wouldn't do it.
Okay.
So then, for whatever reason, you have smelly bacteria, if you will. An elimination diet we've probably tried, in that if we got you off of, you know, change all your foods. I don't know of anything, you know, in natural medicine that will reliably treat this. What I would probably do if you were in the office, and they've probably done this already, there are these antibiotics that will, in effect, wipe out the bowel flora. And a course of those antibiotics, together with a huge dose of lactobacillus and bifidobacteria to replace them, is a consideration. Candida usually doesn't cause this kind of smell, but again, it would be easy enough to add something like Diflucan, which is an anti-candida medicine, or Nystatin, actually, which is a safer medicine, which just goes in the gut, is not absorbed in the body, and to see if that would help. You don't have to be... It's nice to be strict on the candida diet, but if you're taking the medicines too, you don't have to be unbelievably strict. And I think within a month, you would know whether or not that was helpful. So that's about the best I can do on that.
I just, you know, I suffered through a month of the diet, the month of August, and it didn't get me any place. And I did a gluten-free diet as well, and that didn't get me any place. And I belong to a group of people who suffer from this, and we share things that, you know, the things that we find wherever, you know, we do our research. And the only thing that's helped people is chewable vitamin C. What do you think about that factor?
Try it. What, you can't hurt?
I tried it. It didn't help me that much, but other people have found success with it. But then I went to a buffered C, and I take about a tablespoon of buffered C. I have IBS.
Okay, so let me ask Dr. Podell a question. One of the things that I found whenever there's this type of problem, it's possible that it could be a digestive enzyme problem. What about making, you know, using digestive enzymes to make sure everything
Or in other words, if the food isn't being digested well, it kind of putrefies. I think all those things are reasonable to try. They're easy to try. They're safe. Obviously, a lot of people have digestive enzyme deficiencies. They don't have this smell. So there's got to be an additional factor. But for sure, I would try a stronger elimination diet. That is, I would basically probably put you on almost a zero carbohydrate diet for a week and then add things back one at a time. I might then put you on zero protein for a week, add things back one at a time, do the same things with fat, because there's something abnormal there. I think the idea of giving you a heavy dose antibiotic to wiping out the existing flora and then replacing it does still make sense.
Okay. So what what type of protocol, like what medical protocol, what do you have?
Yeah, that's something that's done.
At this point, Margaret, you know, you need to work with a physician who's interested in your case, and who'll try all sorts of different things. Somebody like Dr. Podell, who can say, okay, we got 10 things to do, let's just do them in order, and stay with him until all that's exhausted, until either you get cured or somebody throws their hands up.
Right. You know. That's been the case. I spent $3,000 this summer on a useless, you know, practitioner that did this, threw his hands up after a while and said, I don't know what else to do. And that was, you know, a lot of money later. And this is like a repeated thing I do regularly, is find someone, you know, I go through all the tests and everything, and then they can't come up with an answer for me.
Well,
and, you know, no one's ever suggested what you suggested, though, so maybe I could give you a call and I could come and visit you.
Your family doctor could do this in principle.
The family doctor could do it?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not talking anything very complicated, really, but...
If you want to go to Dr. Podell, his number
you're
is...
You're always welcome.
973-218-9191.
Okay, and where are you located again?
Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey.
Springfield, probably closer to you.
I have no idea where that... Springfield?
Springfield's on Route 22.
Oh, you're in Suffern? It's about 15 minutes west of Newark Airport.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. All right. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Margaret.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Next, we have Diana calling from the Bronx. Are you there, Diana?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Got a question for us?
Yes. I would like to know about multivitamins.
Okay.
And I've been taking Centrum Silver.
Okay.
But I heard that there's something better.
Oh, there's loads of things better.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we did all the good vitamin companies that we represent pretty much and that we talk about on the radio here on the Wilner Window, they all have good multivitamin formulas. We did a show last Sunday with a company called Super Nutrition. That's all they do really is make multivitamin formulas. They make formulas for women and formulas for men. They make one-a-days. They make six-a-days. They make packs. You know, so they have a whole range of multivitamin formulas that are much, much more potent than the Centrum or the Centrum Silver type formulas.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend any one of those. Wilner's even puts out their own multivitamin formula called Wilvite, which is meant to be taken four tablets a day, two with breakfast, two with dinner. So there's all sorts of options for you. Do you come into the city often?
I have, but one problem, I'm legally blind.
Uh-huh.
And I have no way to get around unless I have somebody take me.
Yeah.
I've been to your store already.
All righty. Well, we'd be glad to, you know, if you come with someone, we'd be glad to help you.
That'd be great. That would be great. Thank you. So that was, what was that?
Yeah, just if you just come in, we'll take care of you.
Okay.
Sure.
Great.
All right, Diane.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a comment for the previous caller with the bad breath. I was just going on the internet and looking at the National Library of Medicine database, and apparently there's a substance called triclosan. I have no idea what that is. It sounds natural. That's put into certain toothpaste, and Procter & Gamble has a version with it, and it looks like Colgate has a version with it, and it's supposed, and they're showing that it reduces bad breath more than regular toothpaste. And I don't have a clue as to what this triclosan is, but there's a whole bunch of articles on it.
Yeah.
Do you know of it?
I've heard the name. It's definitely an ingredient of that type. I believe it's an antibacterial, but I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Guess what? Time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call if you have any questions. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product.
One of the things they did was to combine NT factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more. It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs. Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
As a special incentive to try this product, Wilner Chemist is offering Healthy Curb in either the 90 or 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from the NT Factor folks at 30% off list.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today. The estimates vary, but approximately 25% of the American population is thought to have what is called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a collection of problems all related to insulin resistance. The inability for insulin to do its job properly can lead to obesity, cardiovascular disease, including high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and to type 2 diabetes. Sound familiar? Are we talking about you or someone in your family? There are two products from Metagenics that have been shown to be very helpful to people with metabolic syndrome. One is called UltraMeal Plus, which is a powdered low-glycemic index meal replacement rich in fiber, isoflavone-rich protein, biologically active folates, and extra phytosterols for powerful cholesterol regulation. The other Metagenics product is Insinase, a unique blend of selective kinase response modulators from hops and acacia that has been shown in clinical studies to modulate insulin response. For comprehensive nutritional support of conditions associated with metabolic syndrome, think UltraMeal Plus and Insinase from Metagenics, available at both Wilner Chemist locations in Manhattan.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're answering your questions here on the Wilner Window. And our next caller is Lynn, calling from Somerville, New Jersey.
Yes, I wanted to ask about the safety of strontium citrate for osteoporosis.
Okay.
And what amount I should take. I'm not taking any medicine.
Okay. Well, first let me mention the dosage. Usually it's a 340 milligram dosage of strontium that you take two capsules a day. So it's about 680 milligrams of strontium is the usual dosage on a daily basis.
And that's safe?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have any safety issues. None have been reported. One of the drug companies has been studying strontium for quite a while.
Yeah, they have the longest study I see here is a three-year-long study. So they didn't report any safety problems. Nothing you can say absolutely because, you know, these are not thousands of people. But so strontium would appear to be safe and effective based on the studies with something called strontium ranilate, which is basically a different molecule attached to the strontium than the strontium citrate, which is sold in the health food stores.
Right.
Nobody's really done studies with the citrate. I would personally think it would work as well as the ranilate, but in fact we don't know because the ranilate, being patentable, is what they chose to work on.
I see. And could I ask you about the calcium? I'm taking 1,000 of that.
Sure.
And the D, I'm taking 1,200 and liquid silica. And K, 200 mcg.
Okay.
Does that seem good?
Seems wonderful to me. Okay. You're doing all the right things.
Good. Thank
Just take you. Take a good multivitamin along with it, too.
Yes, I do.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Lynn. Thanks for calling. And next we have John from Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
For heartburn, would it be okay to take some pharmacists say you shouldn't take licorice root with Coumadin. Is that okay to take with Coumadin? Small amount of it or something?
Deglycerized licorice.
Well, how about regular licorice root?
No. Licorice root has other issues that you may not want to deal with.
But DGL is okay to take with that?
I believe so, but I will...
Yeah, I don't know. That's why we look up databases. And a lot, as we say, a lot of these things have not been tested.
Well, anyway, so if I do...
If you go to... If you, you know... You have access to the internet?
No.
Oh, too bad.
I got vision problems.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm not blind, just have difficulty with vision.
Yeah, if you have someone who works with you, if they go to our website, www.wilner.com, we have a link to something called Health Notes. And Health Notes has a, you know, lists all medications and vitamins and goes through interactions between them. But I'm looking at the licorice as we Coumadin as we speak, and I don't see anything that mentions licorice really. So I don't believe there would be any you know, contraindication.
That's good.
All right.
And also, I got another question. Would it be wise to consume the tea leaves from a tea bag, like either green or black tea or white tea? Would that be good for you?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so?
No, because that's why you steep it. That's why you don't eat the leaves.
Oh,
if they were good, people would be eating them.
So I was wondering how many cups of tea that would be equal to if you did consume.
Do you take Coumadin?
Yes, now. But okay. I'm talking about before I was taking Coumadin.
Nothing that I would want to do. I don't know that there's any benefit to doing that.
Okay, is there such a supplement that has like EGCG in a base of green tea nutrients?
EGCG?
Yeah, an extra potency of EGCG base of nutrients in green tea, because that would probably all work together.
Yeah, they have lots of products like that. There's Da Vinci has an EGCG product. A lot of companies have EGCG products with green tea. You can get decaffeinated green tea. You can get it in capsules. You know, get it in tablets. All different forms. Absolutely.
So well, but I mean, they would have an extra amount of EGCG.
Of course. It's 70% extracts.
Yeah. Oh, I see. And you can get that in a green in a tea bag?
No. These are capsules. Not in tea bags.
Oh, okay. And how many capsules do you take a day?
Well, one or two.
Okay. Now, somebody can help me to store there, right?
Absolutely. Come on in.
Yeah, well, I'll have to call up probably.
We'll help you. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, John.
Yeah, nice talking to you, too.
All righty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Next, we have, Helen from Wallingford, Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a wonderful program. I have a suggestion for the woman that called in with the bad breath.
Yep.
She should check her teeth to see if she has any cavities, and if she has false teeth, make sure they're clean.
Good thought.
My question is, what causes a person to get moles and warts, and can you get rid of them, or how can you get rid of them?
Well, warts stay away from frogs.
Well, mostly moles I have on my abdomen, my back, under my arms.
A mole and a wart are two very different things.
They're mostly moles because when I went to my gynecologist, I asked him, and he said they're moles and they're not warts.
Okay, well, the important thing is, are they benign moles, which most are, or are they malignant moles, which some are? And if you're having anything new, then I think the dermatologist should look at it. Anything that grows, if it turns dark color or develops irregular borders, those are all suspicious for melanoma-type things. And, you know, your family doctor can look at it, but if there's anything that's really changed, then probably you ought to have a dermatologist see it. And we don't really know how to prevent moles other than, you know, not getting sunburned too much. Right. Most of them are very benign, and they don't matter. But I say, if they change, then they, you know, you do have to watch it closely.
They're staying the same, but what can you do to get rid of them? I mean,
they
what
just,
you have
no, them some is- people, some people get them. On their, you know, various parts of their body, on their back, on their side. I don't know that there's anything to prevent them from coming. As Dr. Podell said, you should see a dermatologist. Usually they're seborrheic keratosis. They're just there. They don't bother anybody. They're not beautiful, but if they don't, they're not in a bad spot, you leave them alone. If they're in a bad spot, you cut them off. You know, that's all. So just go to a dermatologist and have he or she make the diagnosis of whether or not you need to, you know, go further or just leave them alone.
So the lasers or anything like that doesn't do any good?
It'll take them away, but, you know, you don't know if it'll come back.
Yeah, they really don't know what causes it then.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, next we have Marissa calling from Brooklyn.
Hi.
Marissa, we only have another minute or so, so...
Okay, black cohosh?
Yeah.
The studies that it causes liver damage? Do you know anything about that?
No.
I'm not aware of it. If there is something, if you could send it to Arnie, and we'll have it look at it. And...
Okay. And triclosan is a topical disinfectant, and it's slightly toxic.
Yeah, triclosan, it's an antibacterial, and some people think it's not a good idea to just spread it around. They think that it causes, you know, it's one of these things that causes that bacterial resistance,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not happy that it's in all sorts of things. But, you know, as a treatment, that's
right.
Another issue. Okay, Marissa, thanks so much for that call. All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this delightful sunny afternoon here in the Graham Studios of WOR, along with Noah and Ira in the control room. So thank them for helping us out as well. Please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. He always has an interesting show. We will be back again next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to have another special guest. We're going to be talking about Flex Now. All right. Have a good week, everybody. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.